celebrate Christmas with you all. I would like to start with a reading, and then I will give you the order of the service. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for all the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. This reading, of course, is a prophecy from the book of Isaiah of the coming, or the advent of Christ. And tonight we are gathered to celebrate that advent together. The order of the service is as follows. We'll start with four or five songs, and following that, we'll have a skit for the children prepared by a youth group. And the second half of the service will be a mix of a few small singing groups and individuals from among you reading scripture or poems up here. And we'll close out the service with a few more congregational songs. So that's the order of the service. Of course, afterwards, we'll have a snack over here that we're all welcome to attend and feast on. So I now turn the time over to Anthony to lead us in some congregational singing.
Please turn to song number 206. Number 206.
Streams of water blow.
Number 204.
Still, still, still.
216.
All right, it is now time for our skit. So if all the children could come forward and sit on these front two benches here, and the youth can go on, come up here, and we will get started.
Christmas fills our hearts with joy as we think of gifts, light, and a holiday spirit. But remember, Christmas means something more. It's the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us travel back to Bethlehem and share the story of his birth. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
Hey, we're looking for a hotel to stay.
Completely full, everybody's full, every couch is full, I have
138
guests here.
Why don't you
like...
Yeah.
What do you need?
We need a room for the night, please.
Too many people in the room. Try out.
We already tried over there.
any room for us tonight. We will sleep anywhere.
And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Come, let us see this thing that has come to pass.
And and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. Behold, there came three wise men from the east to Jerusalem.
Where is he that is born king of the Jews? Saw a star in the east, and were coming to worship him.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
That is the end of our skit. Please join us in standing, and we will sing Joy to the World. children to get back to your parents. At this time, the youth group will sing a song. So the rest of you all can come on up here.
Our family has been working on a memory passage from 1 Peter, and we'll say several verses from, I think it's 3 to 5, if I'm not mistaken, then we'll sing a song. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through a resurrection from the dead. That's great. Should we start it from according to his great mercy? Let's try that.
Yeah.
Okay. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who, by God's power, are being guarded through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Way to go, girl.
Continuing the theme from this morning, we will keep singing off the projector. That's because there's so many good songs that don't make it into hymns of the church. And I'll be leading two here in my brief section. These two songs are unique in that they have the same theme in common. And that's not quite so uncommon. We have songs that you have a set of lyrics and then two different sets of harmonies written for it. Omega Major is one of those. Two different sets of harmonies. Then you also have just the harmony, and you can approach a bunch of different poems at it, and the melody and text work. So tonight, the tune is based off of one of the versions of "I Heard the Voice of Jesus," but the lyrics that we'll be singing refer to. More related to the Epiphany,
and more related to the kingdom of heaven and what Jesus' arrival here in this here lonely, lost, sin-cursed planet means. Now, this could go one of two ways. One is you sit there, the tune's familiar, and you just get utterly bored, right? And I'm not sure I can do much for you if that's the case. The other is that because the tune is familiar, you allow the words to speak to you in a different way. Quite frankly, I'm not sure I've ever sung these sets of lyrics in public before, but the tune is familiar, so it ought to go well. Let's begin. We'll sing all four verses of both of these songs. Both of them are four verses long. And we'll begin by singing this verse, the first verse of this song in unison, just to kind of get settled in here. The hands that first held Mary's child. And this is kind of talking about Joseph. We hear a lot about Mary. We hear a lot about Jesus. Joseph is a bit of a forgotten figure in the story of Christmas. And so this first song speaks to that. It's a little dark. I hope you can see it.
First shall Mary's child wear a heart from
Next song is entitled, "O Sing a Song of Bethlehem." And if you notice the first phrase of each of the four verses, we go from Bethlehem to Nazareth to Galilee to Calvary. That's the wrong one.
Oh, sing a song of Bethlehem, of shepherds watching there, and of the news that came to them from angels in the air. The
What Child Is This? We sang this one this morning. For those of you who were present, I apologize for the repeat, but it was requested. And for those of you who weren't here, you can join us in this version of What Child Is This? Aaron, can you flip to the second slide? The reason we sang this morning is in lines 3 and 4 of verse 2 and 3, the lyrics change. To me, they're more meaningful. It speaks more about, again, that kingdom purpose. What Child Is This?
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap?
Mary's Song by M.S. Lowndes.
My soul doth magnify the Lord and glory in the Lord. Sorry. My soul doth magnify and glory in the Lord, his lowly handmaiden. He has chosen over all. My spirit doth rejoice over God my Savior, for he has truly blessed me and shown great favor.
Blessed and exalted is the fruit of her womb. The promise from ages past was coming very soon. I wonder if Mary, the servant of the Lord, understood with depth the magnitude of her call.
The son she brought forth, called holy and righteous, blessed Prince of Peace, forever there to guide us. Did she know that Jesus is the name above all names, that no one else can save us and take away our shame?
Did Mary know his future and who he really was? Did she know the price he'd pay upon the blood-stained cross? Oh, a mother's heart must ache to see her firstborn son hanging from a wooden cross, rejected by everyone.
Did she know that he would rise and walk among them again, to eat and drink and share with them until he would ascend? He left with us his Holy Spirit forever to dwell inside. I wonder if Mary really knew the significance of his life.
So for the next 20 minutes or so, we will spend the rest of the evening singing. So this is your time to whip out those Christmas songs that you never got to sing this season, because you still have one day to sing them. So I'll take your selections one at a time, please. 998.
Proceeding and mindful, unheeding all that. course of beautiful star Bethlehem.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone away, guiding the wise men on their way into the lands of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on. Beautiful star.
Hide the blessed of the Savior comes, the Savior brought.
I'd like to close the service as we began with one of the prophecies from the book of Isaiah, and then we'll pray for the food and be dismissed. I hope you've enjoyed this time of singing and thinking about Christmas and celebrating Christ's coming as much as I have. So I read from Isaiah 9. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff, for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. I think this speaks well of the coming of Christ and what he did here on earth. I'd like to close with prayer yet, and then you'll be dismissed. I believe the food is ready, so we can go ahead and head right on over there. But let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for coming to earth 2,000 years ago as a baby and coming to redeem us and save us through your death on the cross. And tonight we celebrate that coming, that arrival in the stable in Bethlehem. And I pray that that could all mean to us what it meant to you. And pray that you would be with each of us as we celebrate Christmas with our families, with our friends throughout this week, that you would be there, be present, and remind us of the reason that you came to earth. So I pray that you would be with us tonight. We thank you for the food and treats that we have here tonight. I pray that you would bless them and bless the rest of our evening as we fellowship together. In Jesus' name.